A group of youths hurling rocks at authorities they hate. Those authorities are armed, and they respond by shooting and killing a teenage boy. A family and its community is devastated. And the armed men are called on to answer for their actions. This story doesn't come from the West Bank. It happened right here at home on our own border. The kids were Mexican teens, the armed men, American border agents. The United States border with Mexico is looking more like a war zone every day. But shooting at rock-throwing kids, self-defense or self-defeating? It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Thursday, June 10th. I'm Todd Zwillick in This Morning with Lynn Scherr. Both John Hockenberry and our own Celeste Headlee are out today. Good morning, Lynn.
Morning, Todd. What do you think? We're taking over here?
I think the A-team is finally here for The Takeaway, right? Don't tell anybody
Don't
I said
Don't tell
that.
Anyone. Shh. It's our secret. Okay, let's get a check of the morning's top news. We start with the oil spill in the Gulf, where federal officials now say they are capturing 630,000 gallons a day, a number which could double by next week. A second drilling ship that will boost capacity should arrive in the next few days. Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen says they should have an accurate estimate of how much oil is still leaking soon.
I'm not going to declare victory on anything until I have absolute numbers. I think we all have had estimates, and some people have been disappointed when they were changed, so show me the numbers.
One number we do know, BP stock plunged another 16% yesterday.
The United Nations Security Council has voted to impose new sanctions on Iran to try to force it to give up its controversial nuclear program. Of course, Iran says that that nuclear program is strictly for peaceful power-generating purposes. President Obama, though, says the 12-2 vote sends an unmistakable signal.
These are the most comprehensive sanctions that the Iranian government has faced. They will impose restrictions on Iran's nuclear activities, its ballistic missile program, and for the first time, its conventional military.
Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad calls the sanctions, quote, a used handkerchief that should be dumped in a garbage can, end quote.
In Afghanistan this morning, a suicide bomb ripped through a wedding party in the Taliban heartland of Kandahar, killing at least 40 people. This as the top American commander in Afghanistan says the operation to retake Kandahar will last into the fall.
Foreclosures, meanwhile, are down nationwide for the second month in a row. Rick Sharga monitors foreclosures for Reality Track.
The good news is foreclosure activity was down by 3% from April. The bad news is that we set a new record for the number of bank repossessions in a single month.
Now, we hope it's reality. That's, of course, Realty Track. That's where Rick Sharga works. California, Florida, Michigan, and Arizona account for nearly half of all foreclosure filings. Now, moving to the markets, Asian markets are up. European indices are up as well, and futures are up. The Dow gets underway at 9,899. The S&P opens at 10,055, and the NASDAQ opens at 2,158. You know, speaking of numbers, Lynn, I want to ask you, speaking of the BP oil spill in the Gulf, as we did at the top of the headlines here, have you noticed how when the oil was spilling into the Gulf, we were using low-sounding numbers like numbers of barrels of oil, 20,000, 30,000, and now that we're collecting it, it's gallons in the hundreds of thousands. Have you noticed that subtle shift on the part of BP and our White House?
Well, I think it's also partly because nobody can get their wrap their brain around what a barrel really is. I take your point.
They were
totally.
Just fine when the oil was spilling, and
yeah,
now that it's
exactly.
being cleaned up, we have a much larger number.
Larger
That's
numbers.
My
Good
only point.
Yeah, yeah.
I suppose. I don't know what 630,000 gallons is anyway.
Means so. Anyway. My car doesn't hold nearly that much. I don't know about yours.
Right. Well, I don't have one, so not that I'm not culpable. But, well, coming up later this morning, of course, the World Cup is kicking off tomorrow. The opening ceremonies are tonight, and we're going to be looking at the World Cup. It's about a lot more than just soccer. It's about global politics, too. More on that later in the hour.
And in just a few minutes, that latest incident along the U.S.-Mexico border. More on that story coming up here on The Takeaway.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.